This doesn't make any sense. Oh, I got it. Yeah, okay. So this is our second radio show of the year.
Hello.
More dead air for you. Does that mic work this time?
Yeah.
No.
It does. Wait, no, it doesn't still.
Fine, I'll I'll just.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh.
Yeah. It works.
Oh, cool. It's working now.
Okay.
All right.
For
we're
some
good.
Reason, they always fuck up the mics before our show, and then we have a really hard time getting them back to normal in the language that we understand them. So, yay. We figured it out. Special things going on this week.
Is it parents' weekend?
Yeah, it is. It's fall. There are lots of leaves everywhere falling. Maybe that's why it's called fall. But I like the word autumn better for this season. Autumn. Isn't it more beautiful? It just gives, like, you know how, like, the colors of the leaves are so, they're in all shades of, like, a certain yellow or pink or, like, red or green. And it's just so autumn. I don't know. Go on, play music. Thanks for humoring me, guys.
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game.
I can see the sun.
Broadcast 2000.
Get up and go.
Yeah.
And we played that instead of that other song because we figured it was a
song that we didn't play
last week. Why isn't my mind caught up with my body? I just don't know. It's the end of the week. So we're turning this show into the I enjoy silence show because we're just slow and can't keep up with you guys on real time. I just need a world that's like a little slower. I don't care if I live less years. I would just like to experience the world slower.
I agree.
Then maybe I can enjoy it more. I'm just like a daydreamer. And yeah, okay. Enough with me and my...
ground. I like to walk with you in the evening, up the hill and back down. I watch the mail boat from the clearing. My mind is so confused. I climb back on top of you, and I'm changing the ribbon in this old underwood. We'll step out of your dress, and I'll wear you like a hood. For a hood is a someone who lives alone. I draw a line from A to B, and what happens in between, it is an open mystery. As far as I can see, my mind is so confused. I'm changing the ribbon in this old underwood. We'll step out of your dress, and I'll wear you like a hood. For a hood is a for someone who lives alone.
For what were you meant for? And it's 7, 8, 9, you get your shuffle back in line. And if you ever make it to 10, you won't make it again. And if you ever make it to 10, you won't make it again. And you won't make a dime on this gray granite mountain mine. Of dirt you're made, and the dirt you will return. So while we're living here, let's get this little one thing clear. There's plenty of men to die, you don't jump your turn. And it's 1, 2, 3 on the wrong side of the lead. What were you meant for? What were you meant for? And it's 7, 8, 9, you get your shuffle back in line. And if you ever make it to 10, you won't make it again. And if you ever make it to 10, you won't make it again.
I thought it was a really good change to kind of get our audience off their feet, because the theme of the day is rainy days, slowness and blues, relaxing, schmaxing.
Schmaxing.
You know, like schmearing and maxing. Like schmearing cream cheese on your bagels and maxing out your credit cards. The Jew way, you know?
Yeah, G.
The Jew G way.
The Jew G way.
Anyway. So, I'm very happy to announce that our new president, Jonathan Lash, is very into sustainability. And I heard in his commencement speech that he wants the whole campus to run on the farm.
You should turn it.
So the volume.
Maybe, I don't know.
I could turn this volume up and this volume down.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. And so so I agree with him, and in celebration, I'm going to pick up my CSA soon.
Which are farm-grown vegetables for those non-Hampshire students.
Oh, yes, they're from the farm that we have, because we live on a farm.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? I wish we were sustainable.
Self-sustaining. Okay, so this song is real good.
Is it? hope everyone is enjoying themselves.
Just one more drink and then I should be on my way home. I'm not entirely sure what you're talking about. I've had a really nice time, but my dogs need to be fed. I must say that in the right light, you look like Shackleton. Come on, Tally, who says why should sweet come see, come south? Yes, a penguin taught me French back in Antarctica. Oh, I could show you the way shadows colonize snow. Ice breaking up on the bay off the Lassiter coast. Light failing over the pole as every longitude leads up to your frostbitten feet. Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you for the flowers and the book by Derrida. But I must be getting back to dear Antarctica. Say, do you have a ship? And a dozen able men, then maybe you could lend me. Oh, Antarctica. Oh, Antarctica. Oh, Antarctica. Oh, Antarctica.
Sorry that I cut off that song. First of all, also, there's this new thing that you can take with you on buses, and it's called confidence. And I want all people to have confidence out there and meet their lovers on buses. It's really important that we all find our lovers anywhere we can. And, like, buses are a great place. Jeremy likes to use the library. I say buses. Now, don't delay. Go on a bus today.
Find your lover.
Find your lover on a buser.
Took my sister down to the ocean, but the ocean made me feel stupid. Those words of wisdom I had prepared all seemed to vanish into thin air. Into the waves I stared. Picked up a seashell to illustrate my homelessness, but a crab crawled out of it, making it useless. And all my metaphors
stars fly fly down on the rocks where we sat. She asked where you at. But sister, it's the opposite of hallelujah. It's the opposite of being you. You don't know, cause it just passes right through ya. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through. We made our way home on the bikes we had borrowed. I still never told you about unstoppable sorrow. You still think I'm someone to look up to. I still don't know anything about you. Is it in you too? You got so much to live for. Little sister, you got so much.
Beautiful song. It reminded me about the great times that I have with my sister, who I am going to see this weekend because I'm going to a wedding.
Wait, is the wedding this weekend or next weekend?
Next weekend.
Okay.
Oops, whoopsie daisies. I'm going to a wedding, and that is why love is in the air, everyone. Go on some buses. Just kidding about love being in the air, not about going on buses. I would like to give a shout out to my friend Sam, who always knows how to enjoy himself, especially when looking for a lover. We go gay bar clubbing over in the summer. On Tuesdays, it's called Twink Tuesdays at Club Splash.
That's awesome.
between 5th and 6th Avenue on 17th Street in Manhattan. If anyone wants to join us, we will be there.
When?
Over the summer.
Oh.
On Tuesdays.
You know, over the summer, pretty soon.
Yeah, that's like autumn to summer. Yeah. You know how it is. Black and yellow, black and yellow. Okay.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Oh, he's telling me now it's 6th and 7th Ave. No, honey, it's 5th and 6th. I know where my splash is. I know where I have to take a splash. Oh, okay. And so when we were younger, we were hanging out with this friend Nina, me and my friend Sam, and we were just really hyper one night, and we were like, and Nina's one of those kind of people who is really uncomfortable with things. So I just started like undressing one item of clothing, like taking off my sweatshirt really slow and going, naked dance, naked dance, naked dance. So we made up the naked dance. That's what it is.
That's rad.
And now you can play a naked song.
Okay. This is a good naked song because a few times I've heard that the singer's voice sounds like Tommy Pickles or Chucky Finster. I forget. A Rugrats character.
And
they like run around naked. And so just, I don't know, somewhat relative.
Chelsea Rose.
Oh.
I went to camp with her. this microphone is just falling off its limbs, hanging on by a string. I was really disappointed with the final episode of Weeds.
Really?
Can I tell you the last scene?
Spoiler alert. Yeah, go for it.
She gets shot. And I'm just like, what? And then, like, that's the end.
Wow.
She's with her family. And they shoot her.
So, if you smoke weed, you will get shot.
She doesn't really smoke a lot of weed, though.
Oh, I've never watched it.
If you drug deal and get yourself into a lot of mischief and a lot of shit.
Oh, guess what about drug dealing I learned about?
A lot of dangerous people. What about drug dealing did you learn about?
There's a patron saint of drug dealers in Mexico, and I want to get a little statue of him to put by my room. I mean, to put by my bed. To
You're
pray to every night.
You're fucking adorable, Tom.
Or like a little necklace or something.
You're very cute.
The song is called Que Sera.
Piece they're going to play this evening.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Your attention, please. Your attention, please.
And now the moment we've been waiting for is here.
I have something to tell you.
Like puffing a bogey. Now I can blame the same product placement of movies, all the commercials,
a Scarface in a jacuzzi, but now I'm living it. Damn, I should have never took that first cigarette. I fucked up like your girl was riding on top of me. I should have took it to trial and never got the plea. But this ain't a Christian nation, motherfucker, please. America never taught me to turn the other cheek. Cause I'm from Harlem, the north of Manhattan. We knock niggas out and make them bounce like Ricky Hatton. But wildin' on the corner got me turned back from the Canadian border. I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and fuck up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping and wondered if I could have made her life different.
I made a mistake. Yes, I did.
Damn, shorty.
I did.
You got me on some singing and blue shit.
Yes, I did.
But you gotta stop looking back on time.
So
and remember to look ahead. Jump. It's for all my dudes on patrol in the desert right now, for real. Yeah. Yeah, I joined the army looking for money to go to college, but they ain't pay me a quarter of what they fucking promised. Extending my tour, treating me like a sucker. That's the reason officers get fragged, motherfucker. Don't give me speeches on how you respect and you love me, but no body armor and a lightly armored Humvee. My family's lonely, and you want me to re-enlist for 30 grand, homie? No. Yeah, when I was young, I got signed to a record label. A deal looked so good when it was on the table. They paid for my cable, cribs, cars, and jewelry. The studios, the women, there's nothing they wouldn't do for me. Except stop screwing me for publishing and royalties. How the fuck are you my dog when there's no loyalty? Word to the street, I should've gone independent like a Mortal Technique. Yeah, some people learn from mistakes and don't repeat them. Others try to block the memories and just delete them. But I keep them as a reminder they not killing me. And I thank God for teaching me humility. Son, remember when you fight to be free, to see things how they are and not how you like them to be. Cause even when the world is falling on top of me, pessimism is an emotion, not a philosophy. Knowing what's wrong doesn't imply that you're right, and it's another when you suffer to apply it in life. But I'm no rookie, and I'm never gonna make the same mistake twice, pussy.
I made a mistake.
super sorry for playing you three songs in a row. The first one was a plan, and then the second one was not a plan. It just went into itself.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about it. So that's what we do. Make mistakes and talk about them. Bum, bum, bum. Let's see what to talk
it's
about.
It's the weekend.
Yeah, come on,
fuck
you guys.
Yeah.
Why are you expecting stuff out of us? We are tired and hungry.
I'm not even that tired.
I guess I'm not. I don't know what I am, if I'm tired or not. It's just like I'm in this like in between stage that's just like really slow. I hope my mom's not listening. Oh, done with our show. Wait. What Thomas says one more. One more
grand
for the
finale.
End. Grand finale.
But
this is the
nonetheless,
like,
we're done after
we're
the
closing.
Song.
It's like, you know, when you're shopping in the store, you're trying on clothes. We're checking out now.
But
like,
it's a good checkout
this
song.
This is checkout. So you better enjoy it.
Yeah, you better
you're
fucking enjoy it.
You're giving us your money right now if you listen to this. We know you love us. Joined us for this magical hour. Yeah, that's about it. So, thank you. And now I'm going to play you some previous Thomas and Zoe hour because I think it would be really funny to hear myself as I leave. What do you guys think about that?